Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Happiness is something that we are constantly chasing, but would we even know it if we found it? Happiness is different for every person, and sometimes we are so caught up in the hunt for happiness that we forget to stay in touch with what we really want. My guest today, Christina Nimmergood, has a firsthand understanding of the hunt for happiness. She has dedicated her life to helping people get in touch with what really brings them their true happiness. Christina's here today to share some practical tips and tools that will help us identify what we need to be truly happy in life and how we can take our first steps towards joy. Christina, welcome to the show. So grateful to have you with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here, and I am super excited to share some knowledge and be a part of this community for a little bit.
Yeah. So happiness is, you know, something that we hear from a very young age that we need to all achieve. We need happiness. And for whatever reason, we get caught up in what external happiness is and kind of sometimes forget what the internal joy should be. So how do you help clients that you work with, and how do you, you know, in your writing and everything that you do, how do you begin to reframe this kind of value?
Yeah, absolutely. Happiness is the key to the game, right? That is what we're all in search of. I just want to be happy. How can I become happy, you know? And this is one of the chapters in my book, The Sacred Garden of She, where I call finding your happy. More importantly, understanding your happy. Mm-hmm. What makes you truly happy? And, you know, one of the things that we do as human nature is we take a current snapshot of our life, you know, where we are and where we mm-hmm. think we should be, right? And oftentimes it's in the should that we derive our unhappiness, because we're living up to someone else's expectations that oftentimes, you know, and this goes back to shooting all over yourself, you know? So one of the things that I do is I kind of wheel it back a little bit, right? Because it is human nature, right? When we're kind of going unaware and walking through life unconscious, right? It's we think our happiness is derived by getting something or being somewhere in life, right? By achieving all the shoulds in life set out by other people's approvals and opinions, because that's what they think is best for you, right? Which is that's been conditioned to believe that joy lives mm-hmm. outside of us. You know, and that's something we have to, you know, that joy is something we have to, or happy is something we have to trade our time for or our skill set for. You know, if only I could get this lifestyle or have this car, or, you know, insert material object here, then I would be happy. Life would mm-hmm. be okay. You know, however, right. No matter how long we charter down this path, feeling happiness, true joy, it will always be a void, right? So, you know, it's happiness is an internal game, bottom line. So at this point, mm-hmm. that's when you truly stop looking externally for something that's going to make you happy, because you just won't find it. You have to look mm-hmm. within yourself. Everything you need is within you right now, right? So that's where we start. That's where it gets real, right? We give ourselves a checkup from the neck up, so to speak, but it's internally, right? It has nothing to do with anything else but you, you know? So it's right.
But with that being
100%.
Yeah. But doesn't that have to start then on understanding how to be present? Because if you're constantly looking towards the future to bring you happiness, or mm-hmm. you know, the job promotion, or the person to come in your life and fall in love with, you know, I mean, there's always something, and that kind of remains in the future. So do we have to start in understanding how to be mindful of being in the present moment? And I would think counting your blessings for what you have today, not for what you are going to have or maybe that you want to achieve.
Oh, you're so right. You're so right. Gratitude. Gratitude is the attitude. You know, I know we've heard that so many times before, but it is truth. You know, there's so much truth that lies within it. And it is wheeling it back and taking a deep breath. You know, I can't say how many people go, and I've been guilty of this too, have gone a whole 24 hours without taking one conscious deep breath. Life will shift, uh-huh. y'all, if you just take one deep breath. So, and that brings us back into what is, right? That's the mindfulness, and that's the, you know, the present, so to speak, of life is in the present. You know, so you mm-hmm. hit the nail on the head again. It is about being present. And, you know, one of the strategies I use is when we become present, then we can start to ask ourselves better questions, better quality questions, right? Mm-hmm. So, and one of the questions is, you know, what are your values in life? You know, values are mm-hmm. essentially emotional states that we believe are important to either avoid or move closer to. So when it comes to finding your happy and to being happy in life, well, let's look at what you value in life. And are you aligned with your values, or are you misaligned? Right? That's where the happiness and unhappiness comes from, you know, and it's, and that's the source of your motivation. Yeah.
Right. And, but you know, for your, I know a little bit about your story and about your life, and we have similar, I think we have a similar value, that we both share, which is, I think, for us, our health, having health and being healthy really makes us happy. I mean, I know at the end of the day, if all else falls away and I am still healthy and I am still present, then that for me is the biggest success. And that for me is happiness. Because I know that, you know, no matter what happens else around me, I still have that intact and that safe. And I think all of us have to kind of figure this out and ask themselves that question, that what makes you tick? And like every single person, it's a different, there is no right or wrong. It's different for everybody. Some people love success and power. Some people love love. Some people want health. Some people want, money. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but don't we have to all kind of figure out what individually makes us light up inside and what makes us happy?
Yes. Exactly. And 100% wholeheartedly, you know, you and I both do share a common story, and that is health is what's important. You know, I think that, I know for myself, I was chasing, means values. You know, I thought that money made me happy. I thought that, you know, and for some people it may, you know, everyone rocks to their own beat, and that's what's important. As long as you're rocking to your beat and you're truly happy, heart deep from within, you know, living life inside out, so to speak, then go, by all means, go for it, you know? But I was to the point where I was jeopardizing my personal health for it, you know? And I was just filling voids and suppressing and hiding. And, so all that stuff came flustered up, but a cool way, you know, and this is something that I've done and I want to share it with y'all, is a cool way to really truly figure out, well, you know, sometimes people are like, well, you know, what do I value? What are my values? You know, again, values are emotional states that we believe are important for us to either avoid or move closer to. So one example is, you know, if you have a sheet of paper or, you know, open up your Evernote on your iPhone or wherever you take notes, you know, and write this out. This is a fill in the blank exercise, right? So in order for me to feel blank, this would be your value, your emotional state, I must experience blank, right? Or another way to say it is, I find blank to be important in my life. Therefore, I value the feeling of blank. Because oftentimes, one of the things that I've come to figure out is that while we have these emotional states or these values that we think are important to us, we have rules, right? So I want to be happy, right? Maybe a value. I want to feel the feeling of happiness, but I have rules. Mm-hmm. I have rules that I believe I need to meet in order for me to feel happy. And sometimes our rules are so dang long that we make it impossible for ourselves to feel happy, or we make it impossible for ourselves to feel healthy because of all these rules we have. So ditch the rules, just get like, I want to feel happy. So going back to the fill in the blank, in order for me to feel blank, I must experience blank in life. So in order for me to feel healthy, I must experience going to the gym. Or in order for me to feel successful, I must experience unconditional love. Whatever it is for you, you know, kind of how I say, ride or die by, you know, and just be about that, you know, and limit the rules you give yourself. You know, don't make it so hard for you to feel good, you know, because that's not fun.
Right, exactly. Right. And I think you're right. A lot of us are very hypercritical of ourselves and to really be more self-compassionate and really just keep it simple. Keep it simple. Thank you, Christina. I really, really appreciate this heartfelt conversation. And people could find you at femolution.com, right? And your book, The Sacred Garden of She, is sold on Amazon and anywhere else books are sold, or we get it on your website?
Both. Amazon, website, absolutely.
Fantastic. Okay, good. Oh, well, I'm so grateful for you coming on the show, and I love all your tips, all your tools. It's so helpful. And I hope that everybody out there really, you know, steps up and tries them out. We appreciate it. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you all for joining us, and stay well.